It's time for our weekend wrap-up with WRAL-TV5's news anchor, Gerald Owens. How's it going, Gerald?
Good, Jerry. How are you?
Good, good, man. Good to have you back. We missed you last Monday, but it's great to have you today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What happened over the weekend?
I think the biggest story we followed this weekend was the arrest of that ride operator at the state fair. Timothy Tutter of Georgia was arrested Saturday night after investigators found that someone tampered with the vortex on Thursday night. As you recall, five people were injured when that ride suddenly jolted into gear as people were getting off. Some of them fell as much as 30 feet to the ground. Of the five people injured, three of them still in the hospital today. And how's this for irony? A worker was injured this morning while dismantling a ride called the Vortex at the state fair. Now, this is a different ride from the one involving those other injuries, but it has the same name. A piece of the ride fell on the worker, injuring his leg. No word on his condition. Also this weekend, Jerry, a big honor for a state trooper who was shot in the line of duty. This was Trooper Michael Potts. He's one of two troopers receiving the Hometown Hero Award at the Emergency Chaplain's Hometown Heroes Banquet in Durham. Now, Trooper Potts was shot during a traffic stop back in February, and he's still recovering. This award recognizes those people who go above and beyond the call of duty to be peacemakers in the community, and he is certainly deserving. And how about those Duke Blue Devils, huh? They go into Blacksburg and get a huge win on the road over Virginia Tech, perhaps the biggest win in school history. David Cutcliffe has those guys playing some football.
Back-to-back bowl seasons at Duke? What? So, hey, listen, man, we're happy for Duke. It's been a long time overdue, and, of course, you got to give Coach Cutcliffe a lot of credit.
Oh, I know. They're playing really good football. That was a huge win for the program.
No doubt about it. Well, Gerald, what's coming up in the 5 o'clock news?
What we have coming up today, we're following a standoff today outside a movie theater in Raleigh. Apparently, two men tried to rob the manager this morning when he was opening up. And also, the DOT has renamed that massive road project that was formerly called Crawley. It's now being called Fortify. This will rebuild I-40 and the Beltline in South Raleigh. It'll take years to complete, and Jerry, the lane closures begin tonight. So pack your patience if you're driving around the Beltway.
Woo, avoid it by any means necessary. You are going to be frustrated. I got caught in it when it was crawly. I can imagine what it's like now. My goodness. Gerald, thank you for the update. Have a great one. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Don't forget to catch Gerald Owens weeknights on WRAL-TV5.